I really want to thank you all for coming out tonight. It is great to see you all here. And we are so grateful to White Whale. And you're wondering what I'm doing here. And the answer is that Chris Collins is under the weather, but he will be back soon. I'm so sorry he can't be here because he does this intro so beautifully. But I wanted to, I wanted to say a few words about two Pittsburgh poets that whom I think are so wonderful and have done so much for the community. And one of them is Ed Ochester, who only last year retired very quietly, actually, from the University of Pittsburgh, where he had headed up the Pittsburgh Poetry Series for 43 years. And he created in that series really poetry for all of us in a way. I think he really reshaped American poetry. He began publishing women poets, queer poets, poets of color. He really created he had a vision, in fact, of a 20th century poetry that was way more inclusive, much more using a vernacular voice. And in the series, over time, the Pittsburgh Poetry Series published Toy Derricott, Jan Beatty, Richard Blanco, Robin Becker, Nancy Krakowski, Terrence Hayes, Ross Gay, so many people who we think of as being, very, very important and influential American poets. And so I think I feel just personally grateful to him. And I've gotten to know him over the years a bit. And I have a special thing I thought I mentioned about 25 years ago. I was living in California and I had been an English teacher. I had not been written a poem since I was about 17. A while back. And I was wandered into a bookstore where they were having a poetry event. And I found, and I started listening and I was thinking, boy, this is sure not what I was teaching. This is not, there's something going on here. And I found on the shelf a copy of the Pittsburgh Book of Contemporary American Poetry, edited by Ed Ochester and Peter Oresic, whom we all miss very much. And in there I found poems by Paul Zimmer and Sharon Olson, Alicia Ostreicher, and Ted Kuzier, Larry Lapis, and others. I'm going like, wow, something's going on here. And a few years later, I ended up in Pittsburgh, ended up writing. And so I really owe him so much. And some years ago, he and Judy Vollmer began putting out a poetry journal called 5 AM. And many of us who were writing at that time felt that the highest honor we could think of was to have a poem published in 5 AM. We were just like, we'd save up our poems. We'd save them up, but not send them anywhere until we felt they were ready for 5 AM. And the Hemingway series, actually, when the series closed down, when their journal closed down so that they could devote more time to their own writing in 2013, we had a big blowout party for them, basically, to thank them. So I just want to say how much we owe to Judy and to Ed, and that Judy will be, in fact, reading for Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures on Thursday, June the 23rd. And her books are available. She has a new book coming out, The Sound Boat, her sixth book, and it's going to be it's available here, I think, actually tonight. Not to take away from at all from the authors whose work is here tonight. When you're on a bookstore, you want to buy books. But I thought I would read you. I thought I'd read you two short poems by Ed Ochester, whom I just feel genuinely devoted to, because he was so generous, frankly, to me and so many others, in actually writing back little notes on our failed manuscripts, writing back and saying, well, you know, good job, kiddo. And really, you know, something actually nicer than that. And then actually saying, these are the two poems I like the best, and you can cut the line, the last line of this one, which is really nice. So two poems, and I would have to say that Ed really knows a lot about solidarity. The Latin American Solidarity Committee fundraising picnic. What we'd like to do, he said, is include some local poets in the entertainment. Sure, I said. It was at Mellon Pavilion in Freak Park, and when I got there, they were running late. Listen, he said, I'm really sorry. The poetry has to go later in the program because we still haven't raffled off the bottle of Cuban rum. Sure, I said. After the Cuban rum, there was an interlude with mariachi music and solo guitar, and then a professor of sociology gave a full account of his recent trip to Cuba and how the Cuban people, despite having just broken the ubiquitous chains of American economic imperialism, showed unfailing courtesy to visiting dignitaries such as himself. By this time, it was already almost dark. Geez, he said, if we have the poetry now, we'll never get in any volleyball. That's okay, I said. I like volleyball. So I played, and the other team was pretty good. I got three balls spiked in my face. After that, I drank some beer and talked to a pretty Mexican woman. After the beer ran out, I went home. Under cover of darkness, the revolution was gathering steam. And then just one more, if I might. And these are from Unreconstructed by Edward Chester. On Frank O'Hara's birthday, Key West, the woman behind me at the half shell bar says, there are two anagrams for the word fear. Fuck everything and run, and face everything and recover. And I'm trying to do the latter. And since it's the same with me after my stupid heart failed and I was life-lighted, et cetera, I have to applaud the intention, but I'm in my usual Key West glow and loving the silliness, the tourists at Hemingway's house photographing the descendants of his cats. Whenever I float in a chop off Fort Taylor, I think, maybe I'm among the H2O molecules Hemingway or Elizabeth Bishop touched here, or O'Hara waded through our Fire Island. Perhaps not. Where do the polished glass pebbles on the beach come from? Lovers long ago who smashed the bottles on the rocks, or secret drinkers in despair? All of them say, remember me, remember me. But today, the huge Cuban families come to sing and to picnic, and boombox salsa drives the ghosts away. I'm glad Hemingway punched Wallace Stevens here, thus minimizing the idea of order at Key West. And God bless the tourists walking up and down Duval. All they want is pleasure and some memories. All they want is permanence, and they won't have it. Though luckily, when the sun sets behind La Concha and the tourists applaud it and lift their glasses in toast, the sun will come back again. In 10 years, it'll be the same, but they won't. If I could comfort anyone, I would. but the best I can do is remember a sentiment of my semi-literate grandma who knew almost nothing beyond cooking, what, potato salad, and being kind. She said, if you remember someone you love and you really care about them, they can never really die. Well, she was wrong. But because she really cared for me, she would always ask, are you happy? And I would always have to say, yes, I am happy. I am. So tonight, even before I introduce these four wonderful writers, I want to just mention just briefly that in 2 weeks, we will be having another poetry series reading, and it will include, and we're happy to be able to say this, really especially happy, Jen Ashburn, Charlie Bryce, Judy Bryce, John Rep, and Sheila Squalanti. So we're really looking forward to that, especially, and we're sure looking forward to tonight. Our first writer up tonight is Brittany Haler, who has taught creative writing classes at the Allegheny County Jail and Sojourner House as part of Chatham's Words Without Walls program, and now teaches creative writing and journalism at the University of Pittsburgh. Her work has appeared in NPR, Fairy Tale Review, Sierra Club Magazine, Barrel House, and elsewhere. She is the director of the Pittsburgh Institute for Nonprofit Journalism. Yes, please welcome Brittany Haler.